Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has called on the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes to appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Children after a Commission member, speaking for the first time, suggested that threats of legal action had resulted in the testimony of survivors being excluded from its final report. Dr. Mary Daly told an academic seminar organised by Oxford University that the Commission had experienced heavy pushback from the religious orders under investigation. Everything that went into the report, she said, had to stand up to cross-examination. Teresa O'Sullivan was born in the Chuam Mother and Baby Home in 1957 and was one of more than 500 survivors who told their stories confidentially to the Commission. She spoke to our reporter Sinead Spain and had this reaction to Mary Daly's remarks.
Well, I presumed that they were going to take the testimony and that it would be a huge integral part of the Commission report. It didn't matter to me on a personal note if my name was omitted. My understanding was that all the testaments, the whole 550, were going to be collated in a very respectful manner, and that everything that would be the key, most important statements and survivor stories would be collated and used as a huge integral part when the findings of the Commission report would be delivered. That's my understanding of everything. And it would be a living experience. It would be an accurate report from the survivors, from the people who know what went on. And that would be very, very strongly reflected then in the Commission report findings. That was totally my understanding of it.
And at what point did you realise that it didn't really inform the findings in the way that you thought it would?
To be quite honest about it, when the report was finally delivered, and they, as you know, they have spent many years collating it together. And I will certainly openly compliment the work and the research, the time, the effort, and everything that has gone into it. I totally respect the professional stance that they were taking from that. But when the report came out, where had we gone? And then I suppose afterwards to find that we were in archives somewhere, and then we suddenly came out again. That was a very distrusting time. That was a time when we say to ourselves, what's happening here? Then the questions, very, very valid questions from survivors. We had to ask, where did our pivotal, extremely important information go? That was the first time that we would have said, what's happening here? And rightly so.
And you've now seen today the comments from Mary Daly to this seminar yesterday. How does that make you feel today?
To be honest, I was holding a few things really when I was hearing it. I suppose my first initial reaction was anger. There was one major point, I think, that was said at the end where she said it would have taken a lot of additional time and hundreds of hours to do the cross-checking, the rereading, the integration of what we had said to integrate it properly into the actual commission. That I was very disappointed in that. Very, very disappointed, because we were the key people. They have constantly said, both in the commission status, when they were doing their report, from the government, from all the legislators that are there all the time, their main thing was a survivor was going to be central to everything. They are constantly using the line, nothing about us without us. We need to revisit that line. So we have every right today as survivors to be angry, to be upset, but to also question. And we would strongly be inviting her to sit at the table with us and have the conversation in the Oireachtas, meet us as well. And I also want to reiterate, there was very good stuff said yesterday on her behalf as well. I certainly will be open to that too. But the kernel was survivors. We are the experts in this. And it's very important that she knows that today.
Teresa O'Sullivan, born in the Chuam Mother and Baby Home, speaking there to our reporter, Sinead Spain.